This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and what a week it's been indeed. My name is Michael Harrison, and Doug Steffen's taking this weekend off, so I am in the anchor chair, I guess, and a very, very good friend of all things Doug Steffen Radio and all things radio, Joe Crummy, who's one of the legendary talk show hosts, I would say, of the past quarter century, and who's heard now on the podcast Evil Thoughts. He is the co-pilot, at least for the first half of the hour. So, Joe, it's great to work with you.
Michael, it's great to be on the air with you. And where is Doug, boy? He's suspiciously absent today. What's going on with Doug?
Only Kara Schillen knows that, and I don't know whether or not she's at liberty to speak.
What's the reveal?
He's in the secret depths of somewhere in Italy. I couldn't tell you exactly where.
Do they have secret depths in Italy? That's interesting. There must be
I think he's trying his hardest to find them. I don't know if there really are, but he's looking.
Well, we'll work our way through the top 10 stories without the benefit of Doug. I don't know how we'll stay on track without his able guidance, but I think, Joe, you and I'll be able to create some kind of a reasonable facsimile of a radio show. Here are the 10 biggest stories in terms of conversation on talk stations, just like the one you're listening to, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Let's run through them real quick here. I'll tell them to you, Joe, and then let's pick and choose and analyze what we'd like. At number 10, we have the World Series that just concluded and National Football League ratings and the deadline trades. So a lot of sports at number 10. Now, and I just want to mention that's sports talk on news talk stations, not sports talk stations. So it always there's a lot of sports even on stations that are not specifically sports talk. At number 9, we have the Iran missile threats. At number 8, what is basically described as positive economic news. I have questions about that. Number 7, North Korea's nuke program. That's a big story always, obviously. Number 6, and it could be number 1 based on how you look at it or what moment you're listening, the sexual assault cases now called the Weinstein effect. That's at number 6. Number 5, the GOP tax reform bill that is taking center stage in terms of conversation in Washington. Number 4, the Clinton Democratic National Committee takeover. Number 3, the Uranium One deal. Number 2, the New York City terror attack and the president's response to it. And number 1, the Mueller investigation and indictments that have come down. On the people survey, we have Kim Jong-un at 10, Kevin Spacey at number 9, and he could be a lot higher. At number 8, Paul Ryan. Number 7, Jeff Sessions. Number 6, Donna Brazil and Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Hillary and Barack. Number 4, John Kelly. At number 3, the trio of Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there you have it. Quite a week, Joe, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Donald Trump, of course, at the top. You know, I'm very pro-Trump, and it makes a lot of people nervous when we talk about that. You know what I liked about what you just said, though, Michael, is you were able to pronounce George Papadopoulos really perfectly. It flowed trippingly off your tongue. I was amused this week, the day that those indictments were handed down by Robert Mueller. I don't know if I'm switching around on the topics here too fast, or I'm going right to number 1 here, but it was funny to watch everybody try to pronounce the name all day long, Papadopoulos.
Came to mind was George Stephanopoulos.
That's exactly right. What's that guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, too? I was thinking about a little funny song that we could have done that day with the.
These are names of Greek origin, I believe.
That's right.
And I love that Greek suffixes, opolis, metropolis.
Metropolis, there you go.
It sounds opolis. It's kind of cool sounding. Papadopoulos.
I like the way it sounds, but it took most people in the media. It was funny just to watch them all afternoon stumble over trying to get it right. Plus, his name is George, so you keep thinking it's George Stephanopoulos, but it's not. It's George Papadopoulos, and there is a difference.
Yeah, there is a huge difference.
Yeah. And, you'd rather be George Stephanopoulos, right?
Now, you said something very interesting, and I'm gonna take a book from the page of Doug and just go wherever the interest lies, rather than try to do a Casey Kasem type countdown here. You said you're a big fan and a big supporter of Trump in terms of your work. What is your biggest fear as a supporter of Trump?
Well, that maybe the investigation is right and there really was collusion that Trump knew about. I mean, I would worry about that, that what they say about him is true. Don't you think that as a Trump person, that's what I would worry about? I think I know where you're going, though, because are you going to say that in light of all this Kevin Spacey stuff, see, I know the evil mind of Michael Harrison, too, as well. I know you have evil thoughts. Is this where you're going?
No, I'm not.
I know you, Michael. I'm not going.
Really, where I'm going is I wonder, because I am not a fan of Donald Trump, but I'm not a fan of Barack Obama. I'm not a fan of politicians. I am such a loner in the spectrum of ideology out there on talk radio. I'm just extremely iconoclastic when it comes to politics. As a result, I've been able to be the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine for 27 years and not, destroy myself with half of our readership or more than half.
Right. I get that. See, I don't look, though, at Trump as right or left anyway. I see him as an independent agent. That's why I like him so much. I know that he ran as a Republican, but I'll tell you this, just personally, that had Hillary been a Republican, I think that Mr. Trump would have just as easily run as a Democrat. That's what I think.
That's a pretty smart remark. I'd like to pick up on that, because if you take away the labels and you take away the reputations and you take away all the politics and you judge people by what they do and not what they say, you'll find that some of these conservatives are liberals and some of these liberals are conservatives, and it ain't exactly the way we think it is when you do the black and white categorical thinking. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Joe Crummy with you, and it is 13 after the hour.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get Woodlook waterproof floors up to 46% off. All water-resistant laminate is 10 to 29% off. Get all quick-click engineered hardwood on sale and all easy-to-install bamboo on sale. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at your local Lumber Liquidators and LumberLiquidators.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy, this Saturday only at Kohl's.
Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store for your new fall look. Now through Sunday, get 50% off select outerwear, sweaters, and men's Arizona denim and tops. Plus, check out what's new in our Big and Tall shop. Find great styles of select items from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company starting at $11.99. We've got all the styles you need in your size, in-store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. Sale ends Sunday. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
15 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and Joe Crummy is in the chair that I usually occupy with Doug Steffen, who is on a world tour. And, yes, he figured if Donald Trump could go on a world tour, so will he. And I assume he'll be back next week. Before the break, Joe, we were talking about how irregular all of these party categories are when you really look at it under the microscope, or just look at it without the veil of bias. And Hillary could have easily been a Republican, as you pointed out. Donald Trump won the nomination, I think, as a Democrat against the 17 other candidates or so that he ran against. He took on the Bushes. He sounded like the opposition. And the same thing is going on the Democratic Party side. Look at all of this stuff now with Elizabeth Warren claiming that Hillary had it rigged, and Bernie Sanders is still out there. I think it's good that the old black and white thinking about the left-right paradigm is being shuffled, and I agree with you that Trump is not a party guy.
Right, and I kind of like the fact that, and I know my Republican friends are going to hate me for this, but I like the fact that Trump is kind of blurring those lines, even maybe obliterating those lines, that when he was told, listen to this, that Mr. Trump, President Trump was told, I believe it was by either Speaker Ryan or else Mitch McConnell over in the Senate, that they said to him, you know, you're not going to get anything done this fall. You're not even going to get, all you're going to get done is basically we're going to fight about funding the United States government. And Mr. Trump said, oh, really? I'm going to call up Mr. Schumer, Senator Schumer, and I'm going to make a deal with them. One of the smartest things that Trump has done was to go and appeal to Chuck Schumer and say, let's get the deal done on funding the government through Christmas. Let's get that done. Had he not done that, the money would not have been available for Houston. The money would not have been available for Florida. And he would have been pilloried on that. And he was told, that's too bad. That's the way it's going to be. And he said, I don't think so. Get me Chuck Schumer on the phone. I think it's a smart move.
Yeah. So obviously, Trump is very, very independent. And back to the question I asked you as a Trump supporter, what do you worry about?
Yeah.
The issue is not partisan as much as what about all the other stuff? Don't you wish that he didn't come with all that baggage, that personality
To what do you refer?
The presidential aspect of it, the incendiary way in which he deals with people, the tweets,
I love that stuff. See, that's the thing. I love that stuff. Love that he steps up and says, hey, that terrorist guy, New York City, death penalty. I love that kind of stuff. He's emoting for us, and I understand he's the president, but I did not understand the media. Was it yesterday or the day before? It's like, oh my God, he's going to compromise the case of this terrorist guy in New York City. We won't get a conviction. I'm thinking, if you can't convict an admitted terrorist in the United States in 2017, we got bigger problems than that. I am just thrilled the president speaks like that.
Yeah,
and I know he's not for everybody, Michael. I understand that. There's some people that just it's not presidential to them. And to them, I say, you're right. I like it. It's different. It's new.
Well, that it certainly is. To echo your point, Nixon, on a number of cases, said very, very knee-jerk emotional responses to things.
Clinton, I think it was Charles Manson, right? Didn't Nixon
Charles
say
Manson,
something
yeah.
during the Charles Manson thing?
I think he even retracted it. He even said, I shouldn't have done that.
He should have doubled down, Michael. He said, no, put this guy away. He's crazy.
Nixon actually retracted his statement, which, of course, you know, I don't know once it's out there, I don't know how you could retract it, but that's neither here nor there. But I just find the entire situation with this Trump presidency, its relationship to the media and to public conversation, to be fascinating. I was recently asked, Joe, whether or not I thought Trump is good for talk radio, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, so we do go behind the curtain a little bit. And I said, from a non-political standpoint, just from a business standpoint, Trump has generated so much content, so much conversation, and so many reasons for people to listen to talk radio that he's been one of the best things that ever happened to this business. Whether he's one of the best things that ever happened to the country and world, we will eventually find out. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. It's Michael Harrison with Joe Crummy, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're looking back at a crazy week, but then again, that's almost cliched at this point. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug has taken the weekend off, and I'm with Joe Crummy. Joe Crummy is a legendary talk show host of some of the biggest stations, and the host of the Evil Thoughts Podcast. The Evil Thoughts Podcast, you've been doing that for a while. I understand it's very popular, Joe. What's the story with it?
You know, what I like about it is, and we're coming off our biggest month, Michael, and I'm thrilled. I started doing it. I think we went up the last week of March. It's like anything else, though, that what I love about podcasts, and that's the reason why we call it Evil Thoughts, is you have the freedom, right, to do whatever you want. And I like that about the podcast. But the other thing about it is, though, it's all about work. It's 7 days a week. You never get a day off. Like, Doug has earned the week off, apparently. Doug gets the week, and he goes to Italy. When you're starting a business, there's no days off. Sunday doesn't count. It's another work day. So is Saturday. And then there's Monday after that, and it never stops. And you wear all the hats. I think you know that yourself, Michael, as an entrepreneur. I never knew that about business. I always worked, as you said, for the major broadcast corporations, whether it was, and the big names that you know, and the biggest stations across the United States on the West Coast, KABC and KFI and New York City, WABC, all this kind of stuff. And it's only when you start to work on your own when you realize how much work it really is to establish anything.
It also gives you some insight as to why, and again, folks, this is a little behind-the-scenes conversation, but that's part of what this show is about. It gives you a little insight, Joe, as to why sales departments don't always like the talent. And the talent,
those sales guys, they shove this commercial down my throat, and all they want is money, and blah, 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 blah.
And the sales guys say they think the talents are prima donnas that don't realize how hard it is to generate the revenue to make these moves turn.
I think we're both right, and that's what there's that tension that was always there in the business, always.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, I applaud you. I think it's great. You said something else that does a lot of work. One of the things that marks media today is that you can't, I guess the cliche, the phrase is you can't phone it in. In the older days, before it became as fractionalized and the world became as noisy, you could go on a radio station and or a TV station and do the format and just ride it out and sound okay. Today, there is so much competition for attention that you have got to provide something interesting for the audience every single second or they won't stay. And that's a huge difference. And that's something I'm sure that you're facing in filling a podcast every day with evil thoughts that are worthy of sharing.
Well, you know what it is. Is I mean, to me, the big challenge every day is insight. Okay, because everybody can say, yes, there was a terror attack in New York City. Yes, everybody can say, gee, I heard about, the World Series last night. I know who won the game. But what this is what I think about on my Evil Thoughts podcast. What can I tell you that you're not going to get from anybody else? What kind of insight can I bring to you so that when you listen to the Evil Thoughts podcast, you're done after 18 minutes? You feel like you're equipped for the day. You've heard some stuff, and you've got some insight into what's going on that you're not going to get elsewhere. That, to me, is the challenge every day. And I can't tell you, Michael, how many times I'm sitting around. I know all the news. I have it all in front of me. I'm looking at it. I got it so it's flowing trippingly off the tongue. But what am I going to tell you about it?
Joe, you are absolutely right. That is the key to being successful today, is to have an original insight, an original thought, to be a primary source that other people can parrot. Joe Crummy, it was a pleasure working with you this first half of the Talk Radio Countdown show. Evil Thoughts, the podcast, available where podcasts are out there on the internet. See you soon. Quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Countdown show with Steve Weisman joining me.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Countdown show, and it is Songs Doug, whatever songs mean. I always wonder about that word. I mean, without. It's Michael Harrison here in the anchor chair, and joining us for the rest of the hour is a person who is well known to the Talk Radio Countdown show audience, as well as talk radio audiences across the country, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Steve Wiseman is, of course, an attorney. He is a Bentley University professor. He is the webmaster of Scamicide.com that fights evil every day, and he's even a Talkers Magazine editor. So I know Steve, and Steve, thank you for consenting to work with me today.
Oh,
always my pleasure. This is work. This is fun.
This is fun. We went through the entire list of subjects out there, and they go from the World Series all the way to the Mueller investigation. There was a New York City terror attack that's there, Uranium One, Clinton's DNC takeover, the GOP tax reform bill, North Korea's nukes, economic news seems positive, Iran is in there, and all kinds of other various and sundry items of interest. But the one that I would think, you know, kind of is of interest to you from a legal standpoint, because it involves the workplace, it involves accusations, it involves the thin line between bad conduct and criminality, are these sexual assault cases commonly referred to now as the Weinstein effect. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, first of all, it's I'm very saddened. Saddened that this is such a problem, and a problem that has been with us so long standing that people, you know, didn't feel like they could come forward previously. Now, when you look at it from a legal standpoint, is you know, are the courts going to get involved? And there are already some investigations being done, particularly in regard to Weinstein in England, in New York, and why those are those places are particularly noteworthy is that in those particular instances and jurisdictions, there is no statute of limitations on sex crimes. One of the reasons you have statute of limitations is because it becomes increasingly difficult to get evidence and prove a crime after a long time has gone by. And to a great extent, when you're talking about these kinds of sexual harassments, the evidence is, at this point, he said, she said. But it certainly is something that will be going on. There will be the possibilities of some criminal charges, and it'll be interesting to see where that happens. One of the things I thought was very interesting this week, and we saw this happen with the Bill Cosby allegations. The allegations brought by many of the women that ended up in court were technically not for sexual assault because, unfortunately, again, the statute of limitations had run on most of those. However, where there has been a significant number of lawsuits has been accusing Cosby of libel. And what Cosby did was said that the women who indicated that they had non-consensual sex with him were liars, and that was tantamount to him calling them people who were just making this up. It's defaming them, and that became a cause of action. Now, frankly, when asked about this week in the similar situations, the allegations against Donald Trump, the president, his response was that every one of the women, and he has said this before during the campaign, every one of the women who made allegations about improper sexual advances by him were also lying. And so now you have the issue of possible libel suits, and I think those are very much in the works. And interestingly enough, even when you have something that may not rise to a level of a sexual assault in the allegations of, against the president, the allegations of some lesser level sexual improprieties or come-ons that might even not be actionable by law may well be the basis of a libel suit. So the courts may be busy again with Mr. Trump.
It's as you're speaking, I'm realizing there's so many different angles to this umbrella of complaint. One could be, you know, labor laws that, you know, sexual harassment by a superior over a subordinate. One could be just improper behavior on a date where you're just a nasty, creepy person and someone doesn't like you, that you say something, you know, insulting or suggestive. And you know, basically it's just improper behavior or somebody just doesn't like you. And then there's a whole other aspect to this, and that is actual assault, rape. Yeah. That's not harassment. That's a punishable crime.
Yeah.
And it's all being lumped together. I would imagine you being, you know, a legal scholar, you probably go, whoa. You don't have it right. It's an awful lot of stuff under the same umbrella of conversation, isn't it?
It is, and you know that's one of the big issues here is sex. But okay, there are levels of what is the offense here? Years and years ago, in a galaxy far away, in law school, we were taught about a particular judge, Judge Magruder, and there was a woman who was offended when a suggestion was made to her in regard to a sexual suggestion, and the judge went on record as saying there's no harm in the asking. Well, that's not necessarily so today, and it depends on the manner in which it is asked, who is asking it, and under what circumstances and what context. So, you know, some might say, well, you know, this is just too highly regulated. But, you know, frankly, these harassment laws and sexual crimes are in there for very good reasons. And this is something that the courts have a legitimate right to look into.
Do you think this is something inherent to the way men are wired that most of these cases are men? Or do you think it's just circumstantial that men have power positions? If we lived in an alternate universe where women suddenly had the powerful jobs, do you think that this could be? I mean, this is kind of an esoteric question. But
not necessarily. My chuckle was... and this is probably, and you know so much about me, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know.
That is
back in the late 1970s, I wrote an article for Penthouse Magazine about sexual harassment of men by women in the workplace. And once again, the issue was, as you alluded to, it was a one of power. And women in power positions exerting that for sexual purposes. Now, you know, frankly, I do think there may be differences in the male-female makeup, but I also think that the differences between people in power positions aren't that great. And so, yes, in my research at the time, it was very hard to get people generally to take it seriously when a man was going to be sexually harassed by a woman's superior. But yes, there were ample instances of it, and I often thought that there were fewer just because there were fewer women in positions of power.
Fascinating. We're going to continue this conversation. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug's taking the weekend off. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're with attorney Steve Wiseman. More coming your way in just a moment.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, junior's boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy this Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
We are all saddened when we hear about random shootings, but we must be careful how we react. One senator recently said that due process is one of the big problems standing in the way of legislation that would keep bad guys from purchasing firearms. He actually argued that the Fifth Amendment is killing us. He wants to give government officials the power to deny basic constitutional rights without due process of law to anyone they think might be a threat. He ought to look through the lens of liberty, read the Declaration of Independence, and recognize that the very purpose of government is to protect our essential rights. As Ben Franklin warned, they who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary security deserve neither liberty nor security.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
45 minutes past the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison with Steve Wiseman this week. Doug's taking the program off this week. He'll be back next week. The number one story of the week on Talk Radio, and just barely, because it's been a hodgepodge of major, major stories that dominated conversation in the moments of their breaking or the aftermath thereof, such as the New York City terror attack. But the Mueller investigation and the indictments is just gigantic. And I get the impression, I am not a lawyer, but I get the impression that this is the tip of an iceberg and that Mueller means business. Steve Wiseman, what aspects of this, being such a legal mind, is not getting across to the public, or what light can you shed on this for those of us who are looking at this impartially and not rooting for one thing or another to happen?
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating from a legal perspective. And one of the things I do, as you know, is I'm a professor at Bentley University, and one of my courses is white collar crime. And so we were looking at the allegations that were brought here, and specifically against Paul Manafort, as well as George Papadopoulos pleading guilty. But with Manafort, it was fascinating. And one of the things is that he earned substantial monies as a foreign lobbyist and foreign advisor. And what he was doing was he was advising pro-Russian groups in the Ukraine and having substantial connections with Russia. And certainly this is appropriate for the Mueller investigation to do a detailed investigation to see what was the influence in the American election. And it absolutely is proven that there was the influence and the intention by Russia. But the question is, you know, what was connection with Americans? So the defense of Manafort's people when they went into court this week was rather interesting, because they said the not disclosing of someone being a foreign lobbyist was such that since 1966, only six criminal cases have been filed for that, and only one person has been convicted. The prosecutors generally will have the option of dealing with this civilly and administratively or making it a criminal case. So this is where both sides will be able to look at this. And his defenders, Manafort's defenders, will say, see, he is being charged criminally only because he is connected with Trump, and this is the Justice Department coming down on him when it should have been just a minor civil violation. The problem with that is it doesn't comport with the facts, and here's why it was a criminal violation. When you look at the other charges, it was not just a matter of him not declaring that he was a foreign lobbyist. He also did not disclose that he made this money on his income tax. So it was income tax avoidance. But more than anything else, it's money laundering. He bounced it from phony corporation to phony corporation. These are serious crimes. There's serious hiding.
Very interesting indeed, and I certainly want to get a little bit more into that after the break. 10-second answer. This is going to go deeper and it's going to go longer, isn't it?
Very much so, and you're going to see lower levels pleading and flipping and turning over higher levels. How high? Who knows?
Wow. All right. We are talking about the 10 most talked about topics on talk radio this past week, which is the basic format of this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen has taken the weekend off. I'm the publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. Steve Wiseman with me. Steve is a legal scholar. And we're going to wrap it up with some interesting insights into the week's events coming up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is indeed the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We look back at all of the topics of conversation, the big ones on talk radio, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. Doug's taken the weekend off. It's Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and Steve Wiseman, who is a noted attorney, and he's a scam fighter. He's the chief honcho over at Scamicide.com, which is the place to go to stay up on what you have to protect yourself from. Steve, we've been talking about the Mueller investigation, indictments, and of course Russia, and another topic that's not on our survey because it wasn't talked about that much, but it certainly is big news and very important. It ties into Russia, and that is the social media investigation and the testimony and the whole idea of whether social media can be regulated, whether it should be regulated. What's come out of all of this is that the Russians have indeed been active in trying to, and perhaps very successful at, influencing American public opinion, even stirring up trouble, the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that might have been exacerbated to one degree or another by all these ads. Do you think, as somebody who is very plugged into the process of scams on the Internet, have we reached a milestone, a watershed moment in terms of protecting the public, regulating the Internet, and looking at social media in a new light?
Yeah. First of all, we've got the general approval and agreement, rather. Even as late as last summer, Facebook was saying, no, we were not manipulated. Russians weren't using Facebook and Twitter and other social media for manipulation of the American public in the election and for sowing dissent. Now, everyone is on board with that, Republicans and Democrats and social media acknowledge this happens. Democracy is dependent on the information that we get, and so many people get their information through social media, and Russia sowed dissent through doing this. And you had testimony, one of the best back and forths was the vice president and legal counsel for Facebook, and he was being probed by Al Franken, and Al Franken was saying, you were being paid by a group in rubles. You couldn't figure out that was Russia. And he went, and the lawyer was dodging. He's saying, it's rubles. How do you not know that's Russia? The issue is, it is such a significant thing to have the government, and there is such a potential downside of regulating the Internet, which is one reason for these hearings. It is to put the pressure on these companies to come up with internal regulations so that we can limit the way that information can be manipulated. And you mentioned the Black Lives Matter and the sowing of dissension. One thing that a lot of people missed in the Russian manipulation was it was just not all anti-Hillary stuff. It was things dealing with a range of topics from immigration to gun control to civil rights issues, all with the intention to sow dissent, to make Americans at each other. And in my class, I was going back to a classical villain who did this kind of subtle influence, and it was Iago from Othello. And they're sitting there going, Iago from Othello, not understanding it. And then I found a piece that compared Iago to the Joker in the Batman movie. And it was amazing. They were Iago, the Joker, and the Russian influence was just done out of a small building that they use botnets of computers spewing out this stuff, not just in the United States, but elsewhere, to totally influence and create a disinformation campaign to harm people and other societies. It's a huge problem and one they need to deal with.
I think that this is really the big story, and it's something that I hope people pay attention to. Thank you so much, Steve Wiseman. Scamicide.com, folks. Check that out. It will be very helpful to you. And thank you, Doug Steffen. Doug will be back next week. And thank you, Kara Schillen, who running the controls and putting it all together and is the producer of this program, and to all our affiliates all across the country. If you ever want to get in touch with me, I'm Michael at talkers.com. And check out my podcast, Up Close and Far Out, with Michael Harrison. And that's at upcloseandfarout.com. The music she's playing, so I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. Michael Harrison, see you next weekend right here in the co-host chair for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.